a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey.
In my span of life, I have observed great changes, and one of them is this. Questions that used to be regarded as most personal and of which people are most sensitive are no longer so, for refined modesty has been kicked out the door, and there has come in the unbridled talk about sex and crime, and no one seems embarrassed. But when we ask questions about God and eternity, salvation and sanctification, people become downright mad or greatly embarrassed. But be it so, my message is one of the most embarrassing questions there could ever be for this generation. Here it is. Have ye received the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit? This question is personal, and it must have a personal answer. Neighbor, what is your answer? Have you received the Holy Spirit? Now, this question did not originate with me. Paul, the great apostle to the Gentiles on his missionary journey, met 12 men who had strong religious beliefs. But Paul put just one deciding question to them. Have ye received the Holy Spirit? That question is most timely, since we now live in the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. Well, might it be the big question for today. Have ye received the Holy Spirit? The Bible speaks of our receiving the Lord Jesus Christ, but our present religions have so corrupted that with their flippant talk about receiving Christ, like it was to subscribe to some creed or join some church, while the living Lord and Savior is so hid, he has neither received, nor is he loved, nor obeyed. But my question is not so common, and therefore it has not been so adulterated by religious procedures. Tell me, have ye received the Holy Spirit? This is not a trifling, insignificant matter. Nothing could be so important to us. If one has not the Holy Spirit in his heart, he does not belong to Christ, but is in the devil's kingdom, as the Bible says. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if you have not received the Holy Spirit, then you're not a child of God, but you are still a child of disobedience, a child of wrath, and you may be even a child of the devil. For the Bible marks out God's children by their having the Holy Spirit. I quote, because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. If you have not the Holy Spirit, then you have not been born again, and the kingdom of God you shall not see. Heaven's gates are shut tight to you. Neighbor, I could continue for hours to show you the great importance of this to you, and how, unless you have the Holy Spirit, you are hopelessly lost and will be eternally damned. This question may have embarrassed you as you first heard it, but as you consider it before God, I trust it will make you now tremble in fear and move you to take no rest till you know that this experience you have had, and that so definitely, so personally, so vitally, that with confidence and certainty you can answer, yes, I know that I have received the Holy Spirit. He dwells in me as my power and leader, as my Lord and my God, as my comforter and my confidence. His word, the Bible, he teaches me, and his communion is my daily delight. Amen. Neighbor, all of this can be your experience. This is what it takes to live a changed life, a godly life, for the Holy Spirit is the one and only power, the divine power God has given us to transform our lives. Without the Holy Spirit, you may make New Year's resolutions, but you have no power to keep them, and they smash ere the first month passes. Without the Holy Spirit, you may quote a verse of the Bible and claim that you are a Christian and then get baptized to bolster up your claim. But instead, you're only a counterfeit. Not a Christian, but a counterfeit with a big claim, but no seal from God that you are his. Without the Holy Spirit, you may join in church drives and help build the church organization, but you cannot win one soul for Christ, for only the Holy Spirit can do that. Without him, you may be a member getter, but not a soul winner. Have ye received the Holy Spirit? Who is he? I don't wonder you ask, for people who talk of God the Father and of the Son of God are just like heathen when it comes to God the Holy Spirit. They call him it and delegate him to some meetings of noise and antics where shouters and doubters roll, but that divine person they know not. The Holy Spirit is God, very God, being one with the Father and the Son in that Holy Trinity, three in one and one in three, and thus revealed in the Bible from cover to cover. God the Spirit wrote the Bible, and He teaches it to us. God the Holy Spirit empowered Jesus Christ of Nazareth for all His words and miracles, and our Lord even offered Himself at Calvary by the Eternal Spirit, and He rose from the dead by the Spirit. No wonder our Lord Jesus delighted to tell us of Him as He called Him our Comforter. The Holy Spirit is the Lord of the harvest, directing the work and workers of the Lord in gathering out of all nations a people for Christ. He puts them into the church, and one day He will gather all such together and present them to Christ when He comes. The Holy Spirit is the only person of the Holy Trinity who is on earth today doing the work of God. He convicts sinners of their sins to lead them to repentance. He opens their repentant eyes to see Jesus as their Lord and Savior. He quickens them into life, and they are born of Him, the Spirit, born of God, and put by Him into God's kingdom. While He does all this for us, yet the best of all is that He Himself comes and dwells in our hearts and in our bodies, a real, living, and divine person with whom we can commune by day and by night, and by whom we are led and controlled in all we say and do and even think. And with His divine power, nothing is too hard a task or too big a difficulty. Where will I end? The theme of the blessed person and work of God the Holy Spirit is exhaustless. Have I not said enough for each one of you to earnestly cry, "Preacher, tell me how I can receive the Holy Spirit of God. I need Him. I want Him." Thank God, for I am on these airwaves to help you, and this is the only radio program I know of that announces itself as featuring the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So it is with great delight that I tell you how you can receive the Holy Spirit today. I do not tell you to go to some altar where some vain preacher tries to imitate the apostles and disperse the Holy Spirit. You may receive the touch of the preacher's hands and his oil, but that will be all you will receive. Be not deceived by such. Some of them may be sincere, but many of them are not even that, for they inwardly laugh at people being fooled as to think they could give them God the Holy Spirit. Even the apostles did not give the Holy Spirit. God gave the Spirit. Now I'll be plain and practical and tell you just how you can receive the Holy Spirit. First, our Lord Jesus said, "How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him?" Start right there. Don't go to some priest or preacher, to some church or altar to get the Holy Spirit, but ask God. In humble sincerity, tell Him, "Oh God, please grant me my one request and give me Thy Holy Spirit." Amen. Second, our Lord Jesus told us that the Holy Spirit would come to convict us of our sins. In His Word, the Bible, He shows you that you are lost, you are filthy, you are unrighteous and unholy and ungodly. You are desperately wicked, and you deserve to be cast into hellfire. He reminds you of your wicked words and deeds and desires. He just turns you inside out to show you the lowest, the foulest sinner in all the world, yourself. And He calls upon you to plead guilty and repent. Now, will you yield and repent? If instead you resist the Holy Spirit, He will cease to strive with you and leave you. That will break off things right there, and your desire to receive the Holy Spirit will be shown as only false. But if you do yield and repent, then third, our Lord Jesus said, "He that believeth on Me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. This spake He of the Spirit, which they that believe on Him should receive." The Holy Spirit at this point opens the eyes of every repentant sinner to see in Jesus his substitute Savior, bearing his sins on Calvary, giving His blood, and then rising from the dead in glorious victory as our living Lord. With this revelation, the Spirit pleads, "Now will you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord to obey Him and your Savior to trust Him?" The Holy Spirit has never entered the heart of a Christ rejecter, nor of just a professed believer. You must be real. And when you unreservedly surrender to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit quickens you with a heavenly, a divine life, and enters your heart to begin His great work of sanctifying or separating you from all ungodliness. And then He takes you to use you for the glory of God. His presence you feel, and His power you show. Now this final verse is the Bible's climax of the matter. It may be used of our Lord Jesus Christ, but it is the word of the Holy Spirit, for He signs it with this following verse, saying, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith." What does the Spirit of God say to you today? You who sincerely want to know that you have the Holy Spirit, hearken. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me." Unquote. Yes, the Holy Spirit is on the outside of your heart, your body, you. And he wants to come in. But he waits for you to remove every hindrance and to welcome him in. Resist him no more. Delay no longer. But opening wide the door of your heart and life, cry, Blessed Holy Spirit of God, come in. Come and be the Lord of my life. I need thee. I want thee. Come in today. And he will. And when he comes in, you will enjoy his presence and show his power. Amen. Oh, my neighbor, what wonderful news I bring to you today. Just to think, you can receive God's Son and God's Holy Spirit into your heart and life today and know God the Father as your Father, the whole triune and living God as your God. Then you can triumphantly say, If God be for me, who can be against me? Amen. Let us pray. Our God, these truths are too wonderful for us, yet we pray thee to make them living realities in our hearts and lives. In Jesus our Lord's name we pray, amen.